Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Casey Shutrop, and we're talking about this wonderful legacy project. That's the overarching thing that you have, but within it, there are many sub-projects.
Yes.
And, you know, I love this idea because a person's legacy is their worldview. And if we, if parents don't look at that with intention, we know that our children will grow up with not a biblical worldview.
Yes.
And they won't know who they are and whose they are.
Exactly. I believe that it's better that we are called to be proactive rather than reactive is what I always say. And, you know, we're seeing such a decline of kids that were raised in Christian homes, Christ godly-centered homes, yet we're seeing 57%, even from Christian colleges, leaving the church post-college.
Yeah.
These stats are astounding. So when we saw this shift, we thought, Father, you know, what is your heart and what can we do? So those were some of the things that really motivated us to bring the Legacy Project.
I'm looking at some beautifully done
items. Hardworking team.
Talk about your Christmas legacy celebrations. Let's just start, I guess, at the beginning.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, the Legacy Project is an opportunity for families to come together to share Christ with all those in their spheres of influence at Christmas time. And you know, Christmas time, Rose, it's the time that when people are 27% more likely to receive Christ at any time of the year. But what it really is about, it's to bring framework to families in shifting times. And so what the Legacy Project is, it's an umbrella project that circles over a message and a metaphor. And the metaphor that the Legacy Project is all about, it's the largest symbol of Christmas worldwide, the Christmas tree. And through this, we learn that we are like the tree. And so it's a metaphor of an overview of the entire Christian life for young and old and to bridge the generations. So it has brings rich and endearing meaning, not just to the Christmas tree, but who is to be the center of our holiday celebrations. And that's Jesus, the light and hope of the world.
Now describe to us some of the, as an educator, I might call it curriculum products, but describe to us what it actually is. It's not just a book.
No, it actually turned into so much more, and we're just following behind. I have to tell you, sometimes that happens, right?
Yes.
Leave it to the Lord. Those things that only God can do. You know, the WOW Ministries International was, I am a speaker, a full-time speaker, and an author. And as I go around, what my heart really is to do is to have people understand that who they are in Christ. I always say our who is to lead our do, not our do, make our who.
That's
We're to study ourselves to be approved unto God, but then take the desires and passions, the giftings that he uses us, and to use them all together like a good mother and good father does, is to go with the bent of our child, right? To have them really be fruitful in all they do. So what the Legacy Project is about, it's about bringing that framework to families. It's about showing them their identity, not only as an individual, but also as a family. So the main, you asked about the products. The main product is the very first book that came. You see, I started this as a speaker. And as a speaker, I was an architectural interior designer. And so I would decorate a full-size Christmas tree as I share this message and metaphor. And it's got the green, the evergreen, the ornaments, the branches, the garland, and the star. And they all represent the beauty of the Lord. How do you teach the beauty of the Lord to kids? How do we teach who and to whom we belong to kids. How do we teach our calling and our purpose? You know, they're not tangible things.
Yes.
And so what was beautiful about how this message and metaphor came was that we could see that it helps them to understand with a visual, as a visual teaching tool. And so I would do this talk for women's groups and churches and at school gatherings even. It was really fun to do that. So everyone from preschoolers to boardroom executives. And in it, we found that they just enjoyed it so much. So we were invited to write a book. So I wrote a fictional short story around that teaching and around that metaphor. And the name of the main publication that this all started with is called Grandma's Christmas Legacy, The Testimony of the Tree. And what it is about, well, late one Christmas Eve, a grandmother sat wrapped by the warmth of the fire and within the glow of the glistening Christmas tree. And it was then that she bowed her head and she asked God to give her a gift that she could give her family, that they would know all they need to know of all they are to be. And it was then that she bowed her head and she looked up and there it was, glistening and adorned in all its glory. And it was then that she knew what she was to do. So as the months passed, before she weakened, she penned the pages of a letter and prepared the contents of a mysterious old trunk. And so the story opens under the snowy tufts of winter when the family gathered for the annual decorating of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, we don't want to give the end of the story away, but we certainly want you to be interested in it. So you have an actual book called Grandma's Christmas Legacy.
Yes, and the surprise in the back of that book is not only is it a coffee table gift book, it has the Gospel of Luke in the center, but it also has something that I didn't even realize I had until after I started speaking on it for, a while. And it's that it introduces an entire new tradition to do at Christmas time with your family and with your friends.
Yes, yes.
And so it's visual, auditory, and hands-on tactile. And it also mirrors the Passover Seder. And how it does that, it mirrors the Passover Seder and the fact that what do we do at the holidays at Christmas time? We gather together as a family, as they did for the Passover Seder. And in this tradition, which is called the Testimony of the Tree, we celebrate who and to whom we belong as a family.
Beautiful.
And just like the Passover Seder, you take the elements of the different food and each is metaphorical and it means something. Mm-hmm. And this is in the same as you decorate the tree together. It could be Thanksgiving weekend, Christmas morning, Christmas Eve. You take and you walk through the green, the evergreen, the ornaments, which are the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. And you talk about that as a family. And then, of course, the crowning glory, that just like the tree, it would all point that we would give glory to the Lord. And of course, the Christmas story is woven through the whole thing. So in the end, it's like a family sitting at the end of the year and basically doing a spiritual audit of soul. How's our family doing on, our love walk? How are we doing with kindness? How are we doing with long suffering? You know, that type of thing. But then there's also hope. You know, one time when I was doing the talk, I have ornaments almost the size of basketballs when I share this talk. And one time I was actually doing it for my own children's Christian school. And it was so funny because I'm up and I'm putting the last ornament on. You know, why is it at the top? It's the hardest to reach. It's the hardest to have. It's self-control. And right as I put it on, it just rolled and fell right off that tree. And the kids were roaring. And so I'm like, oh, so I could just, build it. Well, there you go. So we have a phrase since we started this tradition, when the kids are a little testing or whatever, I have to turn around and say, "You're shaking my tree." And then they know.
Yeah, they know. It does build into a family the tradition that we need to recalibrate our family every year.
You know, I always say that, what is Christmas? It's a season of hope and goodwill. But it's also when we look at the why of our past year, and it's when we look ahead to the what of our future. And really, the wonder of Christmas, it's when we seek that hope to refresh us.
Amen.
And so that's what we hope to bring as a gift to families, is that this will be something that will last them the whole year through. And also to bring that framework that they can stand like the tree, a symbol of strength and beauty.
Now, it looks like you actually have a little tree, a folding out tree that can be used as an outreach kit.
Yes, we're so excited about this.
So show me that, isn't it?
Well, this was actually, I want all credit to go to the proper people. This was a volunteer. And I said, you know, this is a hardcover, gold foiled embossed coffee table gift book with a story and an invitation to receive Jesus and the tradition in the back. This is expensive. You know, it's the cost of a book at a store, right?
Yes.
Well, I want this message to get out for free. How can we do that? So what she came up with, this is a punch out, three-dimensional Christmas tree. It's the size of a greeting card, comes in a greeting card envelope, and you punch out the Christmas tree, and then you also punch out the ornaments of the fruit of the Spirit and the garland and the star, and then anyone, whether they live in your cul-de-sac or in another country, they live in a hut in Mumbai, or maybe this was some people you brought a bag of groceries to at Christmas, or those kids from vacation Bible school that got invited back to your church at Christmas, and they can have this. And with it is a really fun comic book. And the little comic book is the abridged version of the testimony, the tree metaphor. Not the story of the main book about the grandmother and the fictional story, but the metaphor and the tradition of the testimony of the tree that outlines how we know the Lord God wants to dress and adorn our lives.
Isn't that beautiful?
So what's so fun about this is together, anyone without a Christmas tree. You know, Rose, there are 2.1 million prison cells in the United States of America. They can't have a Christmas tree in their cell, but they can have one of these. And they can learn about long-suffering and self-control and, you know, the goodness of the Lord. Or Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes. There are 11 million that are shared worldwide.
Yes.
So these are tools for families to share a legacy of hope.
Yes, and can they go to the WOW Ministries website?
Or yes.
You also have ChristmasLegacyProject.org that they can go to.
If you want to, it's easiest to find on the ChristmasLegacyProject.org, because we're a 501c3 nonprofit ministry organization. Or you can go on the main website, which is WOWMinistries.org.
Yes, and it's a wonderful little tool to put in those gift baskets. If you're into prison ministries or know someone that is, it's a great for you to donate some of them to that.
Well, we have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Casey Shutrop from WOW Ministries. You can go to the website, wowministries.org, and you can go to christmaslegacyproject.org. So let's talk about the next thing.
This is fun.
It's our Family Christmas Legacy Journal, 25 years of cherished memories.
Right.
So is it your memories or they put their memories in it?
Well,
or
let
both.
Correct. Well, let me hold them hanging for a second and tell you the why.
Okay.
Okay. I really felt it was important that we have a practical way that we can share and chronologue our family story. You know, we can read other stories, but there's nothing more important than our kids understanding how important our family story is. And so what this is kind of like a baby book, but for your family,
okay,
for 25 Christmases shared. So there are spreads that you, yes, you don't remember, like, what if you say, well, when was Grandma's last Christmas,
yes,
with us? And you can go back and look that up. And so our family, we're foodies. So we're like, what did we eat this Christmas? Mm-hmm. And who was with us that year? And then what were our favorite traditions we did? Or what were the special events? We had, you know, the pageant, yes, that we did at church. And then we went to the Christmas parade. And, you know, you write down what, mm-hmm, you did. As the kids grow, you know, the things you do may change a little bit to fit with their age.
Yes.
So you can chronologue that. But then also it's a fun thing. Even scrapbooking, you know, it's really tough. I haven't seen this where you can take every single one family photo from every Christmas and just flip through like a little picture book, and there you see the family grow over 25 mm-hmm years. But also what I think is really important, like I said, we look at Christmas, it's a time when we look at the why of our past year,
yes,
and the what of our future,
yes,
so it's a wonderful opportunity to come together and say, what were the milestones and memory makers of our year as a family, and what are we thankful for this year as we close as a family? And so we have spaces for those as well, big spaces. And then also, what is the main sentiment of the year? But then in the back, because we really want it to be a resource tool for you as well. And like I said, we're foodies. So we have a place to record all your favorite family recipes.
Oh, yes.
Whether it's Grandma's special cookie recipes,
yes,
or Grandpa's special, you know, Christmas bird.
Or,
yes. And then also in the back,
cards.
We have a journal to keep track of all the cards that you've received so you can see the ebb and flow of the wonderful people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, we are talking about traditions, and that's what really this is chronologuing. And so in the back, what about the traditions of those that are not with us anymore? Like my father, he spent Christmas Eve in a foxhole in the Korean War, you know?
Yeah.
And my grandmother rang the bell of the little white church, you know, in the country out on the farm in Wisconsin on Christmas Eve. And so we can record those stories as well.
Beautiful.
So it's a tool because, you know, we really feel that inheritance and legacy isn't something you tell, but it's something that's actually passed.
Now, tell me about your radio, dramatized radio adaptation media outreach.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, what it is, I have written the Grandma's Christmas Legacy, The Testimony of the Tree, The Story, into both a play and also into a musical presentation for churches to do with their choir, mm-hmm, center stage. Mm-hmm. And then there's little dramatic vignettes, mm-hmm, on the side. Well, then this piece is for radio, and it's like, you know, any radio adaptation, any dramatized radio show that kids love to listen to. And so it's a radio adaptation of the story, Grandma's Christmas Legacy,
so
The Testimony of the Tree.
Voice actors doing the parts.
Correct.
And
that's
everything
the whole
like that
idea. That so we're really excited to launch that. That's a new thing. That's something that we're putting in production. So it's a new piece,
nice,
besides the children's book and the board book.
Okay, so you have a children's illustrated book, God's, mm-hmm, Gift to Me, A Legacy, The Testimony of the Tree. So that you rewrote that for children.
It's a beautifully illustrated children's book. And so what it is, it's just a very simplified walkthrough of the metaphor. And so just a way for them to understand the importance of legacy.
And then you have it also like in a board book for preschoolers.
Yes. Yes. And that is called God's Gift to Me, the Christmas Tree.
Fabulous. So how about you as a person? Mm-hmm. When did you know God was calling you to be a speaker, an author?
Well, I have been a worship leader in my church and a Bible teacher. And actually, this whole thing came about. I do a lot of discipleship, my husband and I, and we were home group, small group leaders for single moms for 10 years. And it was at Christmas time. And we were gathered in my home for Christmas and praying and worshiping together. And it was during that literal prayer time that I got the idea for the testimony of the tree metaphor. But what happened is the phone started ringing. And people would say, you know, can you come speak at my church? And I said, well, okay. And one thing led to another. And there I was speaking full time. And no ministry name, no business card or anything like that. Just give me a call. And so now it's our missions pastor and others from around the country encouraged us to become a 501c3, you know, nonprofit ministry. And now the thrust of a lot of what we do is to teach and train individuals to understand the importance of knowing our identity and our identity in Christ. And so this thing about the Legacy Project, I was interviewed by the Billy Graham Association for their website, and they asked me the same question, and I just, you know, I really feel that at this time, we have a clarion call, mm-hmm. and we have an invitation mm-hmm. to leave a legacy, but not of our own name or accomplishments, but instead of the rich inheritance that we've been given as God's children. You know, for what is the essence of legacy but hope?
That's right. You know, and it is it's really the thing that keeps us going.
Right. And, you know, you look at other cultures, and we look at the Middle East and the cultures of antiquity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think in America, in our Western world, we have a business plan, right? And it's a 3-year, a 5-year, maybe a long business plan. It's 10 years long. But in those cultures, they were hundreds of years old. And so when we look at our worldview, how can we have that worldview unless our foundation is first and foremost, of course, in the gospel, mm-hmm. but in the sum of the whole Old Testament, of course, the fear of the Lord, the wonder and reverential awe of all of who he is. But then the foundation of the New Testament, agape. Agape, love, that supernatural yes. power of love from above. But with that, what do we do with that? And it's to understand the legacy that we've been given by him to perpetuate through the generations. You know, as it says in yes. Exodus 25 and 6, the sin of the forefathers yes. goes to the third and fourth generation. But to those who love the Lord, the blessing goes to the thousandth. So leave it to what God using, yes. an evergreen, which means he's the same in and out of season. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, yes. to teach us the metaphor that who and to whom we belong in him.
Amen. Amen. What a great way to close the show. We've been talking with Casey Shutrop from WOW Ministries. You can go to wowministries.org and learn more. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.